It's an evening of romance, and you can have a lot of fun. There are hors d'oeuvres, a dessert buffet, and of course, incredible music. The maestro of the evening, Mo Trout, is here talking about Evening of Romance coming up Friday at 8 o'clock. How's it going?
It's going great, John.
You know, this month is short, but it's full of love, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're just ripping right through, and we're just hugging each other right and left.
So what can folks think about and experience when they're going to Marriott Hall for an evening of romance?
Well, it's really a special night. We've been doing this. I've been trying to figure out how long, but I know over 15 years we've been doing this evening of romance in some version or another in different places. But we found a great partnership over there with the folks at Marriott Hall. And we get into the lobby and we completely transform that place, put up lights and, you know, and set it up. And it's absolutely quite gorgeous when you go in there, and we've got round tables with candlelight and flowers on them, you know, and a nice dance floor and a big band playing standards, you know, that you'll recognize and things that you think you recognize, but you're not quite sure what it is, but it's easy to dance to, you know, and so it's some really great music, and it's a good time. The food's great. There's a cash bar if you want to indulge in adult beverages of any kind. And it's just a very special night out.
And while someone might typically go out and hear a DJ or whatnot, this is a live band. So, you know, things are different. To me, it makes me think of sort of, you know, the classic movies when you see a party scene and there's actual a live band. This is that. It's actually
exactly
going to be able
right.
to have the kids, they're playing.
Oh, yeah, they're playing. And that's what we try to mimic, is just what you were talking about, that old style evening of romance, you know, with a big band playing, you know, a dance floor and the music, it can get loudish, but if you're out dancing, it's not a big deal. But we try to keep it down so you can talk, you know, and you can move around, and you can there'd be lots of friends there, lots of people to visit with. And it's very kind of informal in a way, because you're not sitting there and, you know, having to be quiet for a concert or anything like that. You're just enjoying yourself, and it's really a beautiful night out.
Well, it's coming up Friday at 8 o'clock at Marriott Hall on the Purdue University campus. The doors open at 7:15. It starts at 8, and as you mentioned, there's a cash-only bar that's available there, but otherwise there's a fun buffet for dessert and hors d'oeuvres and whatnot. The idea of this has got to be fun for the kids to interact, and, you know, you might be on a concert stage or, you know, whatnot, but this is actually having folks out dancing and having a little bit of fun.
Well, I think this is really important for our students, you know, just to see people dancing to the music, because the music that we play really has its roots in dance, you know, and when people are up there, you know, some of these students really haven't had a chance to play dances. Now, I grew up playing these sorts of things all the time, but, you know, those venues are just not there anymore, you know, for even for professional musicians. And so it's a very special night, and they see the music in a different way when people are actually dancing to it, and they can transfer what they've learned from that to the concert stage later on.
And I imagine that it's different sometimes whether you're at Slater or whether you're Long Center or Loeb. And Marriott Hall, I know there are combos that will play there,
right.
Different things. But to have a jazz band there, it's also a sort of a different setting.
Oh, yeah. It's a totally different setting. But, you know, we're kind of used to that, particularly with the Purdue Jazz Band, because we play a lot of performances in a lot of different kinds of venues. But this is one where the audience is just right there in your laps. You know, I mean, you know, it's fun. A lot of parents will come out to support their, you know, their children in the band as well. I mean, I say come out, you know, they come out from Wisconsin, you know, or, you know, from far away California, you know. I mean, it's a big night for the students and for the other students that come in like to dance, and for parents and just the community. It's a lot of fun.
And I imagine that it's a nice to have that sort of combination with the other school, with the tourism school.
Oh.
You know, that I know you guys, again, have done these sort of things before, but it's also just kind of neat to have a collaboration here at Purdue.
It's fantastic collaboration, and they've been so great to work with. They come up with a wonderful menu each time, you know, and the students do it all. The students over there, they do the food, they do the waitering, you know, it's all a student-run event. You know, I feel kind of lonely as one of the few faculty members, you know, around, you know, but it's really great to see the students really take over and run this, an event like this.
Well, it's Friday night. It's the day after Valentine's Day, 8 o'clock, and I know tickets are available online. Are they going to be available at the door, too, if you decide at the last bit, or is this something should?
It's quite possible. Yeah, it depends on how the sales go. I'm not sure where the numbers are right now, but you can check with the band office, you know, the day of, and we'll be able to tell you whether there are any tickets left.
Purdue.edu/bands/events. And of course, it's 8 o'clock Friday night. You guys are very busy. I know there's more events coming up the following week and all sorts of things. I think I heard there's 1,090 or 1,050 kids in the Purdue Bands program and orchestras.
We're close to 1,100.
Yeah.
You know, pushing, you know. I don't know what the final number's ending out. It looked like we were going to be around 1,200, and then it backed off just a little bit from that. But, I mean, it's a huge number of students. So many, many concerts going on all the time.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to the jazz band at Evening of Romance coming up Friday night at 8. And, Mo, hope you'll come back.
Oh, I definitely will. Thanks for having me, John.